when he ran to me. He took me in his arms, held my head to his chest, said, my son's come home.
For this command is a lamp. This teaching is a light, and correction and instruction are the way to life. Proverbs 6:23. Join Bishop Patrick Bruce of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Bantama, as he brings you the pure, unadulterated Word of God. This teaching is anointed, practical, down to earth, and full of wisdom, and will refresh, energize, and bring healing to your body and soul. Listen to the Word of God.
These are the rules of how to live together peacefully. Amen. Amen. And one of the keys is, and be ye thankful. Hallelujah. And be ye thankful. Because it is when we are thankful and we are grateful for what we have, our lives become different. Amen. Number one. It may seem strange. It may seem strange, but you are being told to be thankful. It may seem strange. It may seem like, what are you saying? Marvin, stand up. Yes, I am talking to you directly, and you obey. So in this message, Paul is talking to us, and he's saying, be thankful. Because if I don't say it, you stand up. Would you stand up if I didn't say it? Are you disrespectful? Are you rebellious? Are you bad? Are you a witch? None of the, oh, sit down. None of the above. But because I didn't say it, you will stand up. So likewise, Paul is saying that many of us, unless until you are told to be thankful, you will not be thankful. You just continue your normal selfish self. True or not true? How many are selfish? Be honest. Today is Sunday. Look, those whose hands are down, you are adding lying to your selfishness. Can I see your hand? How many are selfish? We are all selfish. All of us are selfish. If you have last two CDs, who will you give it to? But when you are sacrificial, you give it to me. But when you are selfish, you keep it to yourself. That's it. So we are selfish. And so Paul is saying that you must be thankful. It is an instruction. Hallelujah. Because unless until you are told, it will not occur to you. Number two, you must be taught to be thankful. Because it's not natural nor a default setting. I hope you are listening. You must be taught. People think that we are naturally thankful. Is it true? It's not true. It's not true at all. Naturally, we are not thankful. Naturally, we are looking for more. So when they give you something, and they give you, here's a gift, and they give you, and one day somebody gave me an envelope. It was a gift. Very big envelope like this. Thick envelope. And I took it, and I was smiling. Oh, yes. And I took it home, and I was smiling. And in the evening, I sat down to open it. It was a bundle. And I said, how much could it be? And I was counting my head. When I opened it, was one city, a bundle, hundreds. I said, what is this? I was expecting maybe 10 cities or something cities, 20 cities, but one city, 100. I said, no, you have deceived me. But you should have put that bishop angel that somebody gave you even 100 CDs. You see? You should be asking me, but what bishop are you? Now, when they gave you 100 CDs, you were grumbling. No, I was expecting more. But you see, are you listening? Our normal default setting is that we want something in addition. So when they give you a phone, they say, oh, the phone. Did you add a protector? Look at that. Where's the charger? You know, when you see the phone, you're asking for additional things. Amen. So it is not a default setting. And you must be taught how to say thank you. Hallelujah. That's why Luke chapter 11 and verse 1, the disciples came to Jesus and said, Lord, teach us how to pray. You would think that everybody knows how to pray. It's not true. Everybody, that's why you don't pray. That's why there's a book, How to Pray, which you have not read. Yeah, it is a very important book, How to Pray. Because, you see, sometimes, some of us, when before God, you don't know what to say. Then you say, oh Lord, thank you for Ghana. Thank you for our president. Thank you for the trees and the forest. Can I say, let it stop. And then, thank you, Lord, for Black Star. They didn't do well. Thank you. You don't know how to pray. And that's why Jesus said, Lord, teach us how to pray. Amen. Amen. And that is why we must be taught how to pray. Hallelujah. That is why any proper child, the children are here. Any proper child, when you were a childer than this, your mother will say thank you. Or it didn't happen to you. Did it happen to you when you were a childer than this? Your mother or your father, as you are going somewhere and they are going to give you toffee or chocolate, to say thank you. Say thank you. Then you as a child, you don't see why. No, I hope you're not answering me this morning. You don't see why she said the thank you. But because, after all, it's just toffee or just chocolate, which I've had before. But they'll say thank you. They are teaching you how to say thank you. Yeah, because, and those children whose parents didn't do this to them, they are the ones who have grown up and become ungrateful. They are the ones who have grown up and they just walk around, and when you give them something, they just look at it and then they just walk away. They don't say thank you at all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, must be taught to say thank you. Amen. Amen. And when we say thank you, what you are doing actually is you are appreciating what you have. And the person, are you listening? You're appreciating what? Two things. Appreciating what you have. And then also you are saluting or recognizing the person who is giving it to you. Because number one, you are saying thank you for the phone. Then you are saying thank you also for thinking about me, to give me a phone or to spend so much money on me. So in doing that, you are being grateful for the thing you have and you are appreciating the person. That's the important thing about Thanksgiving. Because when you are thankful, whatever you have received, you are thankful for it. And because God is the giver of all these things, we are actually being grateful to God. I didn't hear it. Amen. And God is powerful. God is powerful. And that is why when we are grateful to God, you are grateful to God, you are likely to get more things. Because if I give you chocolate and you say thank you very nicely, I will add ice cream. Or Coke. Yes. If I give you chocolate and you're I've not given chocolate yet. But you see, when I give you something grateful, you know, my heart is touched and it's like, let me do more. Let me get more fans. How they are waving their hands and blowing kisses. Tell me, I like the feeling. So let me buy them another chocolate and they'll blow more kisses. And then if I add ice cream, maybe they'll kneel down and wave at me. And then when I add chicken, fried chicken there, they will roll and come to me. So, you see, as you are thanking the person, he's also appreciating it. Are you listening? Yeah. He's appreciating it more, and then he will do greater things. Right. Hallelujah. Yeah. And, but imagine I have two chocolates, and I give Kristen one, and she look at it and say, is it Ghana chocolate? Is it Ghana? I want Swiss chocolate. Hey. Oh, it's not here. Okay. Okay. Amma. Is there Amma here? No Amma here. I gave Amma a chocolate. Amma said, is it Ghana chocolate? I want Swiss chocolate. Amma. Is that Amma here? There's Amma here. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Let me face here. There's no Amma here. But you see, what happens? A certain kind of person will say, bring my chocolate. Yeah. Or not so. Right. A certain kind of person. Some people like me will say, take it, but I'll give you again. Oh, not like me. In my head, I'll say, you, it's your last time. I won't give you again. But another person will say, bring my chocolate back. And say, if you say, no, I will snatch it from you. And that's why some people die early. Because God will snatch his life back. I gave you life, and you are using for foolish girls and foolish boys. Bring my life back. I gave you life, and you are drinking aquatation. Bring my life back. I said, the life I gave you is not worth living for God. Hey, really? The life I gave you, you want to blow it on girls and boys and things and girls? Bring my life back. That's why some people die early. Oh, you haven't thought about it. But it's not often, because God is not like that. What is more common is, I won't give you again. I gave you life. I gave you some little money. I gave you a salary of 800 cedis, salary of 700 cedis. Instead of thanking me and giving me my tithe, I say, what kind of money is this? When others have dollars, you are giving me 700 cedis. God will say, is that how it is? I have choked you. I have choked you. You're not going again. You'll be there. Because you're not... Are you listening?
Yeah.
Because you're not thankful. You see, thankfulness, the greatest miracles that Jesus did, thanksgiving, feeding of the 5,000. He got the 5 loaves and fish. Look up to heaven, John 6, I think it's 5 or 6. And then give thanks and broke the bread. Raising up Lazarus, who had died for 4 days. He came to the grave and said, Lord, I know. Thank you for hearing me. I know you hear me. Those two miracles, they began with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. I didn't hear a good amen. Amen. And so that is the secret. Tell neighbor that now I know why you are so poor and miserable. Like, tell neighbor, now I know why. Oh, no, please tell neighbor, now I know why. You are so poor and miserable like this. That's why your phone is the same phone, cello tape and glue to hold it together. That's why all these years you don't have a car and you are working under the sun. Sun is beating you. Because if you were as thankful to God for the trotro that you are sitting in, because some don't take trotro, they walk. Or you don't know. When they see trotro, they say, next one, the next one. But actually, they are walking. Yeah. And you will take trotro happily, easily. You don't think, you don't calculate for trotro, and you say, thank God for trotro. You will say, thank you, God, for I know the meat is smelling, I know. I know the trotro is rusty and it's dangerous. Tetanus is in the trotro, I know. Or Ishmael, it's tetanus. But still, you are in a trotro, happily riding away, and you are paying the 5 cedis easily. But you have forgotten to thank God for the 5 cedis you have paid. You are saying, what trotro is this? It's raining. The water is coming down. The dust is coming up. The windows are open. No air conditioner. Hey! You are not thanking God for the trotro. You say, I want to take boats. Which your father will pay, not you will pay. Yeah. We are not thankful. And that is why many of us either are not going forward. We have been choked. God has looked at you and said, you, I gave you chocolate. You say, what? Is it Ghana chocolate? Is it Ghana chocolate? That's the question you're asking me. Is it Ghana chocolate? I want Swiss chocolate. No. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that is why this morning I am teaching you to say thank you. Because as you are here, say, probably life is hard. True or not true? How many are struggling? Small. Okay, small is relative. You are struggling. Listen. Because of your struggle, you have neglected to thank God for that trotro or that rice you ate, and the rice was very little, and there was no meat, only fish, or something like that. Or even maybe you bought wache and no egg, only Italia and something like that. And you are grumbling that it's not, I can see somebody, you see, many of us, you have things. Do you know poverty? There is no poverty in this room. No. See, don't be deceived at all. There's nobody here in this room who can say I'm poor. Because poverty, when you see you'll be sad for the person. When you see poverty, you will take off your dress and say collect. Because what they are wearing, what you are wearing is somebody's Christmas dress. What you are eating is somebody's dream. I don't know why you're quiet this morning. I shouldn't say it. You have bathed today, I hope. There are some who don't bath because there's nowhere to bath and there's no water. One day I went somewhere, you know, and when it was in the evening, then I was standing, I was looking for somebody. Then I saw people were coming to pass. I said, where are they going? Oh, they're going to bath. I said, hey, where? There's a place where somebody has rented out a shower. And then you come, then you pay. You pay, I don't know, was it 3 cedis or 2 cedis? You pay. Then you go and bath. Then you come out. And the guy said, oh, yeah. And because of this, some every day. Because they can't pay this 3 cedis every day just to go and bath. I mean, what a waste of time. But you see, I don't know whether I'm not saying a thing well. You are in a position where you can bath easily, regularly. And you don't thank God for the power to bath every morning. Oh, no. I'm surprised at you. You have eaten at least twice. I don't know who said three square meals. I don't know where it came from. Because 2 meals is adequate. Ishmael, true or not true? Thank you. 2 meals is adequate a day. It doesn't have to be 3. I don't know where the 3 came from. You've had 2 meals and you are angry. The third one, that is Jala, didn't come. And you are angry at somebody for not giving you 3 meals. While 2 is enough. And there's somebody who had even 1 or even half. Because in the morning, one day somebody called me. He called me in the afternoon, around 4 or 5. He said, today I've not eaten. I should send him money. I said, really? Okay, I'm coming. And then as I was doing, he said, yesterday too. I said, hey, you have not eaten. And it's true. One day my son called a church member who he didn't see in church on Sunday, a guy. So he called him, I think it was Sunday evening or Monday morning. When he called that guy, hello, Joe, how are you? Yes. No. Asked him, what are these one-word answers? Yes, no. What are these one-word answers you are giving me? That's not how you are. The guy said, I've not eaten. Yes. And he said, me too, I've not eaten. Because it was Sunday. Sunday around 4. So I've also not eaten. So why are you angry? He says, for 2 days now. He's church member for 2 days now. I'm in my house, lying on the bed. I have no food and nowhere to go. He said quickly, he sent him money, Momo, immediately. And you have eaten yesterday night or this morning. And you're not clapping to God, saying, Lord, thank you. Thank you for every blessing. Oh, you are not, you're not correct. You're not correct at all. You are the ones. Yesterday, I read about a man who went kayaking. Do you know kayaking? Boating. One day, you say I'll go stop, but you go one day. A man, he was a happy man, very content, very happy, relaxing, going on a kayak. Then they got down to at a place. They were walking in the water, just relaxing. Then his leg slipped into two stones. Then his leg got stuck. He couldn't come out again. So they called for help. They brought every kind of machine to try. They couldn't open the rocks to bring his leg out. They spent 20 hours Utiasi 20 hours. He was in the water, running water, Dr. Ishmael, running water 20 hours, trying to remove his leg. And they couldn't break the rocks. So in the end, you know, what did they do? Amputate. And they just cut the leg and the ankle in the water because the man was beginning to die. Had been in the water for 20 hours, cold running water. You have gone to town, you have come back with two legs still. He went to ride a bicycle for just one day and his leg was cut off. You have come home and you have two legs. I don't know what is wrong with you. I don't know how, you have driven. How many have driven a car before to town or to Accra or anywhere? You have driven before and you are here and you are alive and you are not saying, thank God I didn't die. Hey, look, let's thank God for his blessings, his mercies. He has been so good to us. I've been so good to us. Oh, put your hands together for God. I've been so good to us. This your clapping is not realistic. It's not real clapping. It's not, this is by force clapping. It's not a clapping from a man who understands what God has done for him. Hallelujah. And that is the beginning of many miracles that God will do for you. When you come to me and they say, oh, Bishop, thank you for yesterday's chocolate. I'll say, oh, the chocolate, say, it is already gone. You've already eaten it. Oh, yes, I know. But I'm still remembering how I enjoyed it. And I'm coming to thank you again for yesterday's chocolate. Then what are you doing? You are pressing buttons that I want more. I want more chocolate. Then I'll just go away. Then you just say, oh, by the way, last week too, when I was passing by, you gave me a pen. Thank you for the pen. I said, hey, what kind of girl is this? Amma, she's very grateful. Very, very thankful. Charlie, if I give her more, I will get more of these kisses and things. And that is where we are heading. Hallelujah. That as we are thanking God for everything, even the little things, even the things you don't like, that's the mystery of thanksgiving. Because even when somebody has given you something that you don't like, often don't like is don't understand. Often, don't like is don't understand. Because if you understood, you like it. If you understand, certain things that today are happening will take you in some years' time. You God. When I had to write my exam again, my A-level, I had to write my biology again. I was not happy at all with God. But today, I am so thankful. Oh, I said, Lord, bring the paper again. This time, I will fail well this time. Because in writing again, I met my wife in a class like I'll never meet her. Hey, where she was and where I was, our lives, they would never lap. There was no we could ever meet. But thank God I had to go and write a paper again. And when I came to write, look, daddy says, it's complete. Tell him, daddy, you don't know. Tell him, daddy, you don't know. Sorry, not you, Hania. Your father is here. God will do you much good when you begin to thank him. Anything. Even things you don't understand. Things even you don't agree. Things you wish didn't happen. You will see. When you have that attitude and that mind towards God, he'll begin to show you greater miracles. He'll show you great move of God. And you'll be amazed at where your life will end up. This morning, put your hands together and stand to your feet. I know it's not a convention, it's a church service. I know that we came here to have a short time of chatting with God. It's not 0000 where we are. But I want this us to pray. Hallelujah. But send it. You see, then I can be by teaching you to say thanks. But that you must now learn it and say it on your own. I can teach you. If I keep on saying, say thank you, and you are 18 years old, and I'm saying, say thank you, what does that mean? It means you are a suspicious character. That deep down, you still don't believe in the good being done to you. Only a child who doesn't understand, you tell him, say thank you. When you grow up, at the point you say, I understand for that I will do it myself. Hallelujah. At my age, no way, say thank you. At your age, after we must come and tap you on the shoulder and say, thank God for your life, thank God for how far has brought you. God is bloody must tell you to thank God for your job. Because many jobs, I read that in only one of our country citizens have what we call good housing. Only 1% of Ghanaians house, there's water, toilet, there's only 1%. All the other 99, the house, no toilet, no water, no light, no window, no door, no security, no road, no, some lacking. One of the other 9%. 9%, only 1%. So if the house is complete, your house, in the top 1%, the country, I think you should go that as something. I never knew that I was little so blessed. I didn't know. The house was so common. And this morning, I want to say, you are just lift your hand and begin to thank. Just lift your hand and begin to God. From your heart. Thank God for hearts. Begin to thank God for health. You have come this morning. You have a job. You can work. You have a house. You have eaten breakfast. Not last night. You have so many things. Oh, yes. Wherever you are. Yes. Wait. Listen. Church is the only place where you can shout in God's name and be angry. Church is the only place where your landlord, neighbor, your roommate, nobody come and ask you why you shout. Only here pray, allow feelings, and just express yourself everywhere. So I want us to pray this morning. Just a few minutes. You know, and when you go in your house, you can be quiet, but not here. Hallelujah. I'm going to pray. God is blessed. Thank you, Lord, for every day we wake and we are. Thank you for life and health and strength. You're keeping us all of the year. It's January to today. What a miracle. What a miracle. We've lost our friends. We've lost classmates. We've colleagues. Somehow, for no reason, out of sickness, out of accident. But we thank you, Lord, for every blessing you have given us. Some have been hospital right now. Some are sick. Some have been buried. But we are walking in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lift your voice this morning. Voice morning. And lift your hand too. And so thank you. Some don't have everything. Some don't have jobs. Maybe you don't have money. Maybe you don't have money. Maybe you don't have a wife. Maybe you have a child. Maybe you don't have a job. But you have many. You have many other things. And I want you to say this morning, Lord, you. Oh yes, my cup is not full, but it's very, very full. It's very, very full. Basa katia, raba katia yande. Lift your voice this morning, and as you thank God, you are placing yourself at a position to receive even more. Receive blessings, receive more life, more provisions, provisions. As you are thankful this morning, you are placing yourself at a position. It shall be with you. It shall be well with you. It shall be well with you. You see the hand of God moving. You see the hand of God protecting. You see the hand of God blessing, blessing. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes. Whatever you are looking for, whatever you are lacking, complete in your life. This morning, as you thank God, you are opening a door for it to come into your life. You are opening it to receive it. You are opening a door that thing that is lacking, that thing that is short will appear and appear into your life. And yes, Lord, Lord, fill our cup. Lord, our cups are. Many cups are here. They are empty. They're not overflowing. Lord, this morning, as we take the cups overflow. Let the cups overflow. Yes, God. Let it overflow. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. The beautiful, wonderful things you have done for us. Thank you for how far you have brought us today. Remember, God, what a miracle. What a miracle. Some have passed, some have lost limbs, some are in hospital, some have cancer, every kind of disease, but we are healthy in it. Thank you so very much. And Lord, thank you for divine supernatural protection that only you can give, that keeps us from the worst and the evil that walks our land. Thank you for every journey, every we have made, even though within the even travel just at the road, but we come safe every time. Lord, this morning, I want to thank you for life that you have given us. This ex-life I have is the best. It's the best bargain for me. And I'm so grateful, so, so grateful for it. And Lord, this morning I say, continue. Continue what you are doing. Let my road be the one you choose. Bring me to the place you want me to be. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. This morning, you want to bow your heads. You want to close your eyes, every single person here. One of the greatest gifts you have received is eternal life. Because this life we have on this earth, sooner or later, it will come to an end. Then we have to depart this world and go somewhere else. But thank God that he has given us life and life everlasting. Jesus said, I have come that they might have life and life abundantly. But that life abundantly comes from knowing Jesus and hearing and obeying his voice. And this morning, every head bowed, every eye closed, you are here. You don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You have never prayed, Lord Jesus, come into my heart and take control. You are here this morning and you are not sure where you will be when you should depart this earth. You want to go to heaven, but you are not sure. And if you are the one I'm describing, wherever you are, do me a favor. Just lift your right hand. Just lift your right hand. I'm not sure I'm born again. I'm not sure I know where I'll go. I've never prayed, Jesus, come into my heart. You are here this morning and you are the one I'm describing. Wherever you are, lift your right hand. Just let me lift your right hand. Lift your right hand. If your hand is lifted, please just come to the front. Is there? There's nobody. Hallelujah. And Father, thank you for everyone here this morning as we celebrate the grace you have given us of salvation and eternal life. Thank you for everyone here who has the assurance that the day we depart this earth, we meet together again in heaven. Lord, let your blessings follow us. Let your blessings rain down upon us and bring us that we need. Thank you, thank you, thank you so very much. In Jesus' name. And all the saints said, Amen. Amen.
When he ran to me, he took me in his arms, held my head to his chest, said, my son's come home.
We believe the word of God has come through to you. Join us at the Lighthouse Chapel International, Bantama, behind the Confidence Eating Place. This is every Sunday at 9:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. every Tuesday. Stay blessed. He called me back.